Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edward Bouchette joining us on the hotline, brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. All right, Ed, here we go. Start you off with this one, okay? You ready to go here?
I'm always ready for you, Andrew.
Nice. I'm starting to read the tea leaves here, and I think the Steelers are going to draft the running back very high in this draft, Ed, either that second-round pick, number 49, or the end of the third round. I don't think it's a coincidence that guys like you are talking about Jonathan Taylor nonstop. I don't think it's a coincidence that your peers keep talking about mocking him, 49th pick, running back. I'm connecting the dots. I think they're going to take a running back, don't you?
I think they might, yes. It's hard to figure at that spot, but there certainly are some good ones that should one dribble down to them at that point, Andrew. I think they should fall down that far. And, you know, this is a team, I think it kind of fired one shot when they signed Derek Watt, a fullback. With Ben coming off elbow surgery at 38 years old, I think they're going to try and take some of the pressure off him by running the ball more. You know, they emphasized the pass when they had Antonio Brown and Ben in his prime, and you know, a running back who caught a lot out of the backfield. But I think you're going to see them go more to a classic running game, you know, kind of a power running game.
Ed, to what degree would there be any conversations with Roethlisberger by Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin, et cetera, about, and Art Rooney maybe, I don't, for all I know, about that sort of a philosophical shift in direction?
I would think that there's, you know, a lot of communication going on, you know. Ben's been here. He's going into what is four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Good Lord, 17th season. And you know, he's been their man. And I think they are informing him. I don't know that for a fact, but I would think they're bouncing all this stuff off him. And I would think Ben's not going to be resistant to that. I think at this point in his career, maybe throughout his career, I think winning Super Bowls really is more important to him than statistics.
And have they ever spent more money on the tight end position? Between Ebron and Vance McDonald, like, they better find a way to get great production from that position, right?
Well, they're not overpaying Ebron. You know, they're not paying King's ransom for either. And it looks to me to be a case of them what they're going to do at running back. Connor may come back healthy and can be number one, but I think they're going to have a plan B, and I think that's what they're doing at tight end as well. You know, and if they're both healthy and they're both productive, better yet. You know, they may not have that true number one wide receiver and might have to lean on the tight end a little more.
Who would you predict bigger numbers out of, Ed? Vance or Ebron?
Are you going to tell me who's going to be healthy, you know, of the
both.
Two? They both had their problems with health.
Let's say they both play 16 games, which is, man, I wouldn't bet much money on that in Vegas, depending on the odds.
Yeah. Ebron's more of a classic receiver type. He's not the
the blocker. Vance is a better blocker. So I guess if you're going to tell me they're both healthy, playing 16 games, I'd have to lean a little bit toward Ebron because I don't think they're going to keep him in to block as much as they would Vance.
Ed, do you sense that defense specific, like I keep beating this drum anytime I talk about the draft with just about anybody. I still am wondering, I know it's not a great outside edge rusher class. I'm still wondering, though, if the Steelers might not be inclined to try to find Bud Dupree's successor, assuming, because I don't think they're going to be able to sign him long term. I know what they've said. With that 49th pick, it just seems like a position they always want to address, and it feels like now might be the time where they'd have to.
Yeah, I wouldn't. First of all, Chris, I wouldn't discount that they could sign him long term. I really wouldn't. I always got the feeling Bud wanted to stay here. You know, he declared early on that if they franchise him, he wasn't going to hold out the way Le'Veon did, that he would sign it. So that's one case. If someone falls to number 49, they think he's a great pass rusher. You could grab him. But I don't know that happens, that there's an obvious guy at number 49. That's why I think they're going to go with a running back. But they do need backups at those positions, not just outside linebacker, inside linebacker. It's pretty bare there right now at both spots.
Yeah. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, joining us. Ed, I know both of these options are unlikely, but I want you to tell me what is more likely. The Steelers draft a quarterback or the Steelers sign a free agent quarterback?
I'm going to say neither.
Oh, come on, Ed. Play along here. Maybe
if I say one or the other, you're going to put it out on Twitter that I said the
no.
one.
No, hold on.
No. Quarterback.
You have.
I love it.
You know how this works.
No, you have my. I'm signing right now a piece of paper that says I will not retweet or tweet out anything Ed Bouchette says in this interview. So now please answer that honestly.
I seriously do not think they're going to do either.
Hmm. Well, then why
not
do people...
Not even Jameis Winston just to throw Pony a bone?
No, we already talked about that.
You know,
Ed gave me a little crumb last week.
Yeah, and you've turned it into more than a crumb. A three-course dinner.
No, I did not.
Ed, it's biblical. He's turned that crumb into loaves and fishes,
I did two things there. I pretty much paraphrased you and quoted you, and then I praised you. I lavished praise on you as a Steelers insider, as
Pony,
the
praise from you doesn't always work as it's
wisdom.
Intended, though.
I just don't think they're going to do either, but I don't. They're not going to draft a quarterback. They're just not going to draft a quarterback. So I guess if I had to say one or the other, they would sign someone. But, I don't see that happening.
Do you think Antonio Brown, if he were to go to the Ravens, again, another complete hypothetical, but it's out there because he's taking pictures and not social distancing with Lamar Jackson. If he were to go to Baltimore, do you think he would make that team better or worse, Ed?
Oh, I don't think he'd make it worse. I think he'd make it better because – He can't make it worse. I mean, if he starts pulling that crap, you know, they'll get rid of him faster than New England did. I just don't see Harbaugh putting up with it. So I think he would help him if he went there.
Ed, do you get the sense that Antonio Brown's going to find a home in the NFL in 2020? You expect him to be on a roster?
No, I don't, because I don't see what the NFL has to clear him first before anybody's going to sign him. I'd put the chances at 50-50, Chris. You know, I don't know what the NFL is going to do if they, let's just say they clear him. There's 32 teams. Well, there's 31 other. He's burned his bridges with about four of them. So let's say there's 27 teams out there. One of them will have to take a flyer.
Ed, do you think that the Steelers, what do you think will happen with training camps? I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this because I was going to ask you what the Steelers would say about it, but that's probably going to get taken out of their hands, and that would likely be an NFL decision, you know?
Yeah, Jerry Dulac wrote a good story yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. All these days are like Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Where, you know, he questioned whether they could have training camp at
St. Vincent College. A lot of these colleges now are just canceling summer classes because they don't want that stuff. And, you know, I know there's some optimism coming out of Pitt today, but that's going to take a while. And if this thing doesn't disappear, we're going to be looking at the same stuff. There might not even be a season, never mind training camp.
You really think that that's on the table, Ed, no season?
I think it's possible. I'm not going to say it's on the table. I think it's possible there's no season. Why would there be if this is still going on?
I'm with you in that boat, Ed, but I really don't want to spew pessimism.
No, nobody does. You know, it's
no, I've dispensed enough of it on my own the last couple of days, and I think I'm putting Pony in a bummed-out mood, so I feel like I need to say something about Jameis Winston here to snap him out of it. But
okay.
I guess,
I'm all ears.
I'll go in this direction instead. Somebody brought this up to me last night, believe it or not.
Zeiss?
No. Close. It was on the nightly sports call, so take it for what it's worth.
Not much.
I understand that. How much are, like, I'm going to ask you about a little detail area. How seriously are the Steelers treating, for example, for 2020, the need to find a better punter than they had in 2019? Because I have gotten a disproportionate amount of complaining done to me about Jordan Berry overall.
I'm surprised he's still there. He's to make $1.8 million this year, and I think that would be their savings. I'm just surprised with how he's performed versus how he's paid that they couldn't find someone better. Now, you remember he also holds for the kicker, and, you know, that's a big job. But nevertheless, they always seem to be able to find somebody to hold for the kicker. I don't know. I just I'm surprised you can't find someone better.
Ed Bouchette, you can't find anybody better than him when it comes to being a Steelers insider, the Hall of Famer. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess we're all outsiders right now, though. We're not allowed even down there. Nobody's down there anyway, so what the heck. We're all doing everything by phone.
Yep, Zoom,
see you,
phone.
Fella.
Bye.
Okay.
There you go. Man, I'm tempted to tweet out what he said about Antonio Brown, but I'm not going to do it because I gave him my word, Chris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.